It's the Evening Bulletin. I'm Perry Michael Simon. The food you buy at the supermarket has nutrition labels on it already, but that's not enough for some folks, and so we have two stories about campaigns to add more nutritional information to food labels, one in the UK, where teens are pushing for labels with red, yellow, and green wedges indicating when the levels of calories, fat, sodium, sugar, and servings are good or bad. And here in the US, they want to add how much exercise you'd have to do to work off the calories in a serving. Now, I'm of the general opinion that it's always good to have more information than less, but I'm not sure these things are that useful. First, the traffic light labels don't take into account whether the user really needs to watch every one of those things. If you don't need to watch your fat or sugar, that red light is meaningless. And as for both that and the exercise thing, different people have different tolerances. You may need more or less time to burn off the calories, depending on your size and your fitness level. You might be able to eat more or fewer calories depending on your weight and metabolism. It's different for everybody, and if it also contributes to people getting a little too obsessed with weight and exercise, it might even be harmful. But even with that, and even though we know how putting calories on restaurant menus then took a little joy out of eating, it's hard to argue against having more information. And maybe it'll shame the food makers into making their products healthier. Enjoy your dinner, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. For now, that's enough.